Are we live? We're live. We're live again on another Ragged Twins Confidential. How you doing, Flinty?
I'm blessed, man. Good evening, everybody. Back again. Ragged Twins Confidential, where we chat to the people, them. The artists, them. MCs, DJs, producers. And don't forget, no...
Ravers.
Celebrity ravers.
Not feeling it.
I'm going to get one in. They got stories to tell.
I do.
Because they've got nothing to, they can tell their stories. No matter
Do a competition, didn't it? Pick a winner.
But today, we have with us today, Steve Therapy from Jungle Therapy, producer?
Not yet.
Promoter, DJ. Do you know what I mean? A Liverpool fan.
Yes.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good. A little mad rush to get here, but yeah.
Glad to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
Do you know what I mean? So as we said, it's a new thing that we've come up with. So you're only the third guest, so.
It's all downhill from here.
And we've just had we're just starting this thing. We just had a few guys that we can just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just chilling. Yeah,
no pressure.
No pressure, you know what I mean?
We soon,
after about 10 episodes and we get into it and then,
The likes of Calibre.
We get some more people out, something, but...
That's it.
You know what I mean? We're interviewing everybody anyway. Everybody's part of the thing.
We show up just to practice then.
Yeah. And some... yeah, if you want to say that. You want to sit here and be an Oreo? Oreo. But, it's your first proper interview.
Yeah,
anyway.
Man.
See how we're setting up.
It's nice.
Nobody's ever asked you any questions.
No one gives.
All right.
We're gonna kick off fast. Where you from, Steve? Where'd you grow up, and what part of England?
Well, yeah, all over, man. I was born in Kingston,
Jamaica.
Everyone asks that, right? But no. But you know, I just found out my great grandparents were recently.
They tried to keep it like.
That's it. lived in Spain until I was 5. Lived in a pub in Cambridge until I was about 10. But Essex is kind of where I went to school and up near the airport. And then, kind of all around London as an adult. Like a traveller.
What airport?
Stansted.
Okay.
Yeah, about 10 minutes from Stansted.
Not
that Essex. Not deep Essex. I'm just on the fringe.
But ain't there a Liverpool connection there?
Yeah, my dad is a Scouser and my mum's mum. So, both sides.
And your dad's an Everton supporter.
Nice. True Reds. He's not a proper Scouser, though, my nan says. He's from New Brighton, so he's a Merseyside, he's not a Scouser. So that's where my Liverpool connection is. I'm not a glory hunter.
How long have you been supporting?
Yeah, a long time.
And you're a keen Liverpool fan?
Huge. As you well know, Flinty and D, man. Yeah, man, big Liverpool fan, whole life. Used to go up there quite a lot when I was younger, go and stay up with my nan. Die hard red. Cry when they lose. Sing when they win.
We'll get onto that.
We can talk about it more because we're good right now. If you didn't meet me 4 years ago, I might not be so happy.
So, your musical influence, and how did you start? How did you get into music or drum and bass?
Do you know what? I was actually thinking about this on the drive. And I remember when we had the pub, we used to have a jukebox in there and I could put credits on it. So when I used to get in from school, I used to load it up with credits and pick all my favourite tunes. So that was when I first remember getting into tunes and stuff.
What were they? There
was Come On Eileen, was the personal. I was only about 8 at the time.
Yeah, don't worry. Come On Eileen.
Reaper Tea was, I loved Reaper Tea. Reaper Tea, that's the one. And there was another tune, I was trying to think of the name of it. It was a guitar tune, like the Eagles or something like that, that I loved as a kid. Random, but So they were my top three. And then, from there, got into a bit of hip-hop as a teenager. Love my music, man.
So what, when did you, get into, clubs and all that? Was you one of them kids that...
climbed out the window and went to
I remember I was at school.
Naughty.
In a chemistry lesson.
Kids, if you're listening, do not follow
me. Do not follow me.
Should be in bed.
And my mate went, I'll have a listen to this. And it was Crime and Time for the Underground.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what is this music? Like, it's wicked.
Mm.
And then from there, I started getting tapes off people. And that was me all day, every day at school. And then when I was 16, I went to Older Express, Desire.
Yeah.
Bookham, Randall. Mate, from walking in, I was just...
That was the first big party,
I can remember the whole night from start to finish, even that. And I remember walking in, Valley of the Shadows dropped, and MC went, shout out to all the ravers in the house. Mm. And I looked at my pal, I was like, oh, mate, this is the one.
Do you remember that?
Mate, I can remember the whole, there's a lot more to the story, I'll tell you later. But I can remember the whole night. It's the only rave I can remember.
Because it was from first, start was to finish.
I can remember how I felt, who I spoke to.
Mm.
Yeah, mad, it was a wicked night. And I was out every week after that. Mum thought I'd stay with my friends.
How old was he?
16.
16, yeah.
Little fake ID, my friend, mate. Looked about 12.
And it worked.
Well, you got in, didn't you? So it must have worked.
Yeah, no, I mean, anyway, you got in that one, mate.
No, yeah, it worked well. And yeah, I was hooked after that. Hooked. And as it progressed more into jungle, that was me then, once the jungle came.
So at this time, was you thinking of being a DJ or just...
Not really. I love dancing. From like my hip hop days, I love to dance.
Yeah, you did a bit of breakbeat, yeah.
I was a good little dancer back in the day.
Cameras on you now.
Few competitions.
Take the floor.
No, mate, my knees won't take it anymore. So I was just doing a little shuffle in the corner. But I used to mess around a little bit, but I just wanted to dance from when I got into the lights came on for the first couple of years, and then I started to learn a little bit more. Started buying tunes but never really. Wanted to do it on the stage. Like, I enjoyed doing it, but it was never... I was a good footballer. That football was my thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever be good enough to be
a DJ.
I was just, messing around. It was only as I got a bit older, I was like, well, actually, it is, if you like music, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was... it was all about dancing for me. I loved it. That was as long as I got my 6 hours in, I was cool.
Was you one to get up on the stage?
I always want to get on the stage.
I don't know why. What is it with ravers that just want to get on the stage?
No, because I don't want to go on the dance floor when I'm on the stage. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't understand. You know, you can't DJ, you can't MC, but you want to get on there and do what?
You can't even dance some of them.
Just go out there and be drunk and say, you know what it is? You know when you're at a match and the geezer gets on the pitch and runs through and says to his mates, yeah, did you see me?
That's the drums version of the street. No, I was a back wall skanker from early. Especially Roller Express, there was a little, like a shelf on the back wall where you could put your drink and your cigarettes. And I befriended the lady who used to look after the fire escape, so she let me use her little table. But yeah, that was my spot. Right by the fire escape, little breeze coming in.
So was that a place that you went Roller Express?
Yeah, for the first probably 2-3 months, whatever was on, there was always something good on at Roller Express. And for me, it was one stop on the train. They used to do a little free minibus on the way. So jump in the minibus, drop you off. Used to have to walk home to the station. But yeah, that was our spot for a good little while. Until someone told me about Laserdrome. And then I was driving by then as well. So once I started driving, it's like, okay.
You're going anywhere.
Clacton, Hastings, Milton Keynes. That was it. But when I wasn't driving, Roller Express was my spot because it was easy for me.
Is there any other raves that, when you was younger, that stick out in your head,
Oscars
or other venues or
Oscars in Clacton. It was at the end of the month when they used to have every room open, and my mum was supposed to pick me up from work, and I had to sneak off because I was desperate to go to this rave. That was a wicked night. I think it was DJ Rap's birthday or something like that, or Valentine's. But yeah, that was a big dance. And then Laserdrome was. I loved Laserdrome. From when I learned to drive, I was most weekends you'd have found me in Laserdrome.
So they knew where to get you if they wanted.
Yeah. I used to go down there on my own sometimes, and my pals didn't want to go. I was like, no, that's me, I'm gone. Yeah, I didn't talk to anyone anyway. They was all at the front, I'm at the back anyway.
I've done that many times, mate.
That's when you're when it's time to go home, you go home and
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, they were probably my three favourite spots, I'd have said.
Okay. So, in this time you're raving, you're enjoying yourself, you get to buy music now, there must have been a point where you decided, do you know what? I want to be a DJ and I want to, all right, maybe play in my bedroom first, but then I want to start playing that.
Yeah, I had a mate of mine who had a nice setup. So, and whenever I used to go around there, that was when I was like, actually, this is quite a lot of fun, and I was quite good at it. Well, he was my teacher, so he was a good DJ. But then I got a little set up at home. But yes, I still just enjoy doing it at home.
Yeah,
I think it's a confidence thing, though.
See,
you know, and when you start realising you're quite good, you're like, oh, do you know what? Maybe people might like to listen. But when it was more for me, I think that lack of confidence, you're like, I didn't aspire to be start playing out. And that wasn't until therapy.
When therapy started, you'd done the promoting before you actually started.
When therapy came about, you obviously start being more involved, going to radio all the time, that kind of stuff. And that was when I started thinking, let's have a little go at this and see how far we can take it.
Might as well. There's a lot of DJs that make it that way, put on their own raven.
When I started therapy, it wasn't a case of I'm going to do this. It came out of, we did the charity thing and then it kind of grew from there. It was only being at the radio, like I got left in the studio once by Lipton and he just walked off. So I was like, well, I better play.
What station was that?
Dream.
Okay.
So he looked out, he was like, well, you've got to crack on, haven't you? And he walked off. So I did a little half an hour and then I started a show about a month later. But then I was happy. I was like, little rave, little radio show, I'm good. But then a few people were like, nah, man, you should play your own, like, do the opening set of therapy. You know, bless your dance sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then, once you do it once, it's like, nah, this is a lot of fun. And then, so from there, that was when I started, like, practising more, getting more tunes, paying a bit more attention, being a bit more professional, you know. But, once that first play out is... It's a long time ago for you guys, I know, but that was, especially being a bit older, and it was nice, man. I did enjoy it.
Because your first therapy, where was that? Union. Vauxhall.
I used to like it down there.
It was
People used to moan about, the toilets and... Like some of the places we used to rave in, this is quite nice. It's got a toilet.
I had a little upstairs bit.
That was a bit I liked. Used to be able to look down at everyone. I thought it was nice.
But not much clubs where there's a nice toilet, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't really go for that, do you? I go to nice restaurants with nice toilets. If there was a nasty toilet in the restaurant, I might have something to say, but I'm not really bothered in the way. We've been places where it's a bucket in the corner.
I've never seen people just show etiquette when they go to the toilet, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
See what I mean? You just
want to
go to
toilet
and get back in the room.
I enjoyed the nights at Union. It was a good little place to start.
Yeah.
No stress.
You held a few birthday bashes down there for me as well.
Yeah, like, I think you had two down there, didn't you?
Two down there. It was wicked.
I remember the first one. Actually, I think both birthdays, because the birthdays always were really good. The three May parties we did in Union were all popping and busy. Maybe it's because it was your birthday.
I'll bring the fire.
Doug's reckons it's because they were the ones he was booked for. I reckon it was probably because it was your birthday.
I reckon. So now you've got your organisation going, and you've got your MC.
I've got a few MCs.
I know, but
I've one. No, I've got one. Yeah.
Blacker,
man. Blacker's my boy, isn't he?
Blacker's my boy. You know, I mean, you got a good combination, a good understanding, a good camaraderie.
I think we, from when we first did a set together on call, it just kind of clicked. And we're good pals. We speak on the phone every day. You know, I think that helps when you're working with people you know. Mm. I know his style. I know what tunes he likes. So I think we're a good little combination. I always have a lot of fun with Blacker. But it's never a dull moment.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's good. Sometimes I've played and I'm maybe like not struggling, but he'll hype you up. He's one of those kind of, a bit like you guys are. Some of your lyrics, you know, when you sound like, and it makes you like raise your game a little bit, I think. It's good to have that.
Nice, Nice.
So who's your favourite DJ that you... When you see their name on the flyer, you're
Randall,
like, I've got to go.
Has always been my favourite, but I saw Bookham a couple of months ago with Moose and Blacker down at Rupture in Bristol, and he was amazing. Yeah. I just stood there for an hour just like, wow. It was just a musical journey. Yeah, Big and Moose come up to me and was like, could you have a tear? I said, mate, it did make me feel a little bit emotional. I hadn't seen him for about 10 years.
He does play different.
And I was standing here, he was just there, and I just watched him, like, just ruin this crowd for an hour.
He's one of them DJs that you don't see every month or something like that. So when you do hear him, it's like...
And he's a cool guy. Yeah. Like he looks like a kind of nerdy looking guy, but when you meet him, he's like, "Rah, this is a really super cool guy and a wicked DJ." Yeah, definitely Randall and Bookham.
Good choice. Randall, I rate Randall.
Yeah, Randall. Everyone loves Randall. If you don't like Randall, there's got to be something wrong with you.
So leaving Blacker out of this, who's your favourite MC?
And leave us out of it.
Yeah, all right.
If it's not us.
Well, yeah, you know it's you too. Moose, man. I love Moose. I always have.
Godfather.
I remember going to Desert Storm and there was you guys, Det and Navigator. But it was something about Moose. It's like he was in charge of everything. That's what I liked about him. It was, and yeah, he comes out with his little one-liners when it's cold outside, call for the, you know, all those things. You can't touch Moose for that.
Yeah.
Moose, yeah, you guys.
I mean, he was one of the first MCs we saw when we started.
Yeah.
He was like...
And he's more than an MC, and he's always getting the sound right for everyone, not just his set. You know,
it doesn't matter if you don't think you're sounding right, he'll come and...
Yeah, that's what I like that. That's, he wants every, you know, wants the bravest to get to the best quality sound. I like that about him.
Yeah. So, moving on. Your football team.
Yes. The champions elect, you're talking about.
Yeah, well, the quad elect.
No, I don't like... Why is no one talking about Man City doing the treble? Why is all the pressure on us doing the quad, is what I want to know.
Because...
Chat about them for a minute.
Man City are kind of flopping, isn't
they? Yeah, but they're a good side.
You know...
They're Man City.
Hey, listen, that was like... The points they dropped was like Newcastle, Manchester United points.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
So...
But we still got to
everybody's
go there,
talking
man.
About Liverpool, isn't it? Because
yeah, we're playing well, looking good, but there's a long way to go, man. 10 games more?
April is
some tough
April
games is, in there. We've got to play Spurs, United, April Everton. They'll all be desperate to stop Liverpool winning the league.
Don't worry about Spurs, mate.
Yeah, but if you need to win to get in the Champions League on the last day, that becomes a difficult game.
I looked at our fixtures. We could lose that game and still get fourth.
Yeah, I think I'll still get fourth now.
Who?
Arsenal. Yeah.
Have you seen their running? We've got to play you, us.
No, we've beat them already now. They're good.
What, twice?
Yeah. Oh. Three times, including the cup. We've been bad in Arsenal up for years. Sorry, Jade.
Jade at Arsenal.
Yeah, right? Man.
Ah, management.
Yeah, come management on. Let us down there. Yeah, because she was feeling quite confident the other night.
I actually got tickets for the Legends this weekend.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Is that Anfield?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that looks good. There's Gerrard's playing, isn't he?
Why is your phone on?
I don't know, someone's at my house.
If Calibre was here, it would be very good, wouldn't it? Sorry, Calibre, something's breaking into my house.
Just eat.
So,
I didn't realise there's all the comments from there.
What, you didn't see that?
Now I see it. Well, I kept looking at that to make sure I don't look like an idiot.
Anyway, yeah, we won't talk about football too much.
Well, it's a bit mean on D, man, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Can't talk about football for too long.
Cool,
with you,
mate. I ain't got no problem.
Talk about the golf or something.
Yeah. Not my lady.
Talk about the cricket. England are getting hammered in the cricket today, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's finished, isn't it? 2-0 up.
Well, you're getting into producing. I heard on the grapevine.
I have.
With my old mate, Crucial.
With Crucial, yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, I love the stuff Crucial makes. Play quite a lot of his stuff. Mm. So, yeah, I've been meaning to for a while. I've been, like, in studios and had a little, you know, try this, try that. But I've never really sat down at a desk and made a tune. So yeah, we put something together. But I might play it later.
Oh, you got it, yeah?
I got it with me, okay. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, so he's kind of given me some lessons, showing me the way. And the first thing we did to go sounds all right, I think. So yeah, that's my next, okay. My next step, I think, is to try and make a couple of tracks on my own. See how we get on with that. Although yeah, my first attempt on my own, it sounded like kind of Latin house. So I don't know, maybe that's what the kind of tunes I'm going to make.
Someone's guiding you that way. Why is someone guiding you that way, bro? Okay.
Maybe I'm not going to make jobs. Maybe I'm going to be a house producer under an alias, maybe.
Well, it's a natural progression, isn't it, from DJ to producer, you know what I mean? If you can make a few bangers and...
It's about having a few bits that no one's got. Yeah, you know, cause especially I'm not high up the pecking order, so by the time I get tunes, they've been played for about 6 months. Mm. So it'll be quite nice. Like, I've done a couple of specials you've voiced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like a little intro tune and so forth. If I can at least get good enough where I can make a few tunes for myself. I'm not looking to start taking over the world as a producer, but I would like to make some stuff good enough to play out at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be hitting you up for some lyrics soon, don't I? We still need to put down some of them on a track.
Yes, we will get round to that.
I won't play that tonight, though.
COVID messed that up.
You should have had plenty of time. Yeah. Instead of playing golf on a PlayStation with me, you should have been putting lyrics down.
Well, there you go. It's your fault.
I'll take the blame.
It's your fault. So, what have you got lined up for the future in, like, your promotion and your DJing?
What have we got, Gav? We've got some merchandise coming soon, which is we're just kind of trying to build up a little bit of stock at the minute for that. Jungle Therapy. Available soon.
Yes. I ain't got mine on. I've got Jungle Worries.
Oh, watch the bingo.
We're all mates.
We know who's loyal, don't we, D? Come on.
What's the Jungle Worries?
What else we got? We've got Therapy Thursday still going.
Yeah, tell us about that.
That's the first Thursday of every month.
Tell the people.
Down at the castle in E1. And who's down? There's me. Couple of other DJs, Blacker, Boxer Banton, Thunder. And then we have a special guest. We've got you guys coming down early April from 8 to 1. It's free entry. It's a good little night. So we've got a few more of those to do. And we're currently just sorting out some venue stuff. Hopefully a little party in the summer. Mm. Got a couple of things lined up, but all will be revealed soon enough. But yeah, I want to get back into it. We haven't done any weekend stuff since COVID. So I'm looking forward to putting on a little party, the gang back together.
What was your experience of COVID? What did you do?
I had about six to eight weeks of furlough, and then I got another job, and then I worked through the whole thing. So I wasn't lucky enough to be stuck at home watching Netflix. I had to go to work every day, so which was nice because there was no traffic on the roads. But I was quite envious of everyone at home, especially when the weather was nice. I had to get on and go work every day. But we did a few little things through lockdown, obviously, a bit musical-wise. Radio shows and stuff, it was quite good to keep in at that. Little relief, you know, when you can't go out, the next best thing, you know, go and at least spin a few tunes on the radio. That was quite a bit of a godsend sometimes.
We've had COVID, but... had worse than COVID, in it, the death of Skibber.
RIP Skibs, man. Yeah, I was at Jungle Mania with Jade on the Saturday, and I was chatting to Bridge, and he was like, oh, you know, Skibs never come at that. And then, yeah, to find out on the Sunday, I had to ring my phone about four times, because Bridge who messaged me, and I was like, yeah, it took a minute for me to take it in, and then I phoned Jade, and spoke to her about it, and yeah, it knocked me for six. It really, really did. Like, I know Skibs, but not as well as you guys do. But it really, I think he's such a lovely. Everyone loves Skibber. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of artists, just people don't like him. Yeah. He's the one person in the scene who I don't know anyone who's got bad words to say about him. And whatever part of drums or jungle you're in, liquid jump, everybody loves Skibber. Everyone knows Skibber bars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, he's always got, so whenever you see him, he's always chatting to people and having photos taken. And remember when we had him down to therapy, with Brocky, and he was just, the decks were here. I stood in the corner with all the ravers around him. You know, no champagne Charlie attitude. And he rinsed it for an hour. It was the day of the royal wedding. And he come with some old-time Megan. I used to like that. He always had a bit of fight. He was never too serious. And yeah, it was one of those. I'm glad I booked him for therapy. Grateful for that. And I did a little 20 minutes with him at Metro Fest in the summer.
Yeah.
Which, in, you know, it's, at least I've had that little 20 minutes. As a DJ, it's like certain MCs you want to work with, and I've worked with quite a few.
Yeah.
But he was one I hadn't. So that little 20 minutes, I'm grateful for, man. You know? Yeah, he'd be missed, but he's left, what a legacy he's left, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what he wanted to do, and he you know,
he's inspired the generation. He's inspired the generation.
He's inspired a few, isn't he? Really, when you think, it's, what is it now, 25, 30 years?
Yeah, 25.
I'm not far behind you guys. That's a long time to stay relevant.
Always at the top.
With how quickly music changes, it's half the battle, and it's trying to keep up, and yeah, man, he will be missed.
Yeah, sad times. Rest in peace, Skibber.
Yeah, standard.
I mean, and Storming as well, because SAS took
They took the world by storm, and then they took two of them away. Yeah, sad times, man.
There's a question on the screen from Izil Zakaria, and it's not even for you. It's, who is Mr. Badman's?
I'm not being interviewed, though.
But they've asked a question. What do you want me to do?
Dennis Brown, innit?
It's my me. How musician. Do you think it's me?
Demon Rockers.
Demon Rockers. Come on. It's simple.
Sorry, we're not answering no questions because we're not into, you know, into, you know, it's not about us. Babe, ask you a question, babe. He's got loads to tell.
I don't even know who my favourite musician would be.
Who is your favourite musician? I mean,
when growing up, when you was 8 and
nine, I was Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I went to the moonwalk shows. I used to Smooth Criminal. I used to know that the whole video off by heart. I asked my mum to get me a white suit when I was about 10. I went to the Bad concert at Wembley in '88, and he was just amazing. I think
my niece was there as well because she's a Michael Jackson nut.
He'd have been my all time.
So was his concerts as good as they say it was?
The Bad one was. I went to three different ones over the years, but that 88 Bad one was. We come on with, you want to be starting something for your first tune. I was like, what a tune to come on with to open a concert. No, you got me now. After that, it was just.
And it wouldn't have even mattered what tune you come on with. They're all hits, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only recently, you know, last 10 years, when you look back and you're like, wow, like I got to see Michael Jackson, like one of the all-time superstars.
Got one over me, mate.
Yeah, well, when he's talking to a lot of people, like, right, not everyone's got.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about Michael Jackson, isn't it? James Brown. We've got James over him, but he's got Michael over us. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Come off your phone, man.
I'm doing something.
Why is he on his phone?
One time.
I'm doing something. You know what?
Oh, you're doing. Okay. All right, cool. I allow you.
I'm still here.
He's sharing it on social media.
No.
So as you're saying, you was football mad back in the day. Yes. And what did you play for any teams as a young?
I played for Stansted where I lived. Played in for the school alongside Matt Holland. Remember Matt Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in our first. A good player. I thought I was a good player.
What is your year? Yeah,
he was 2 years above me, but I got in the first 11 when I was in the fifth year. And I played with him
the fifth year.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, when did you go to school? So bad.
Was it year 11? Year 11, sorry.
I still don't know what that is.
I just remember year 1 to 5 in secondary school.
I thought they started bringing that in, and I was like, I'm saying, you're younger than me, I thought, you know what I mean?
Fifth year.
So you was, okay, you was the last of the fifth year.
93, I left school, yeah. Yeah, I think we were. And the girls joined the school the year I left as well. I went to boys' school.
Poor
you. So it was literally just, that's all we did, play football.
Okay.
But yeah, so I played for a couple of teams. I was a left winger.
Yeah?
With a right foot. So I was ahead of my time, man.
Yes.
like a left wing side.
You should have been a professional footballer.
I did my cruise ship when I was 6. That's why the music thing as well. I did my cruise ship when I was 16. So any dreams of football, I had to go put on the back burner for a year at least. And then I found raving, and that was curtain. I only played football for about 2 years. I was like, no, this is me. This is definitely me.
I tried it. So you used to be one of them ones, you go raving on a Saturday and then Sunday
well,
morning.
Well, I tried.
And Sunday morning football.
Yeah, you done then, that, yeah? Straight then you to the start, game. When you get a bit older and there's after parties and breakfast club starts coming on and roast and you're like, no, I'm not going to football.
You've got to be disciplined.
Well, you have, but the music was more fun.
Sod the after party, then go play for my local party.
Yeah, I've did an hour over the years. I haven't, I think since I was about 24, that's when I kind of stopped playing every week. I'll dip in and out.
But we do a bit of
five-a-side. We do a bit still now. We've got a good little team. Give the youngsters a run for their money.
We demand them.
It's just the legs just can't keep up with the brain.
We didn't have a goalie for yesterday and they had to cancel the game. So we're already 3 points behind. So,
okay. I think that's about our level now. We don't really want to get promoted. No. It's going to be a bit too hard. Like some of the kids, they're so fast. I don't think I was ever that quick. Even when I was young. Super rapid.
Right, we're going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to have a little bit more talking. And then we're going to have Steve doing a set with the Ragga Twins MC. And so we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned after this break. Hello, back again with the Ragga Twins Confidential Weeper.
We'd ask that question from Dev there.
Oh, go on then.
Is Jungle Therapy a label too?
No, not yet. But that is something, yeah, hopefully maybe in the next 12 months. If me and Crucial can get our act together and he can get me levelled up. Yeah, that might be the next thing on the list.
That's good.
I want to learn to do that.
So you had a good tune.
I want to learn how to make tunes as well. So maybe I'll put one out on your.
Yeah, man. I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
So all these years in this game, and the amount of tunes you've played, What is your favourite top three tunes? We can't say top ten because you'd be all nine.
What, of all time?
Of your all time, not of all. No, yeah, your all time, not everybody's all time.
Watch the People, Them Dance, Guitars and Mum. Yeah. That's my favourite tune. Okay. Champion DJ, Top Cat. And probably Code Red would be the third. All Ragga stuff. So
the 94 Ragga.
Yeah, I played them all still.
Code Red, Sharp and Dance, innit?
You know? No, it was the old.
Yeah, I'm sure Code Red is Sharp and Dance alias.
No, the tune Code Red.
Tune.
Yeah, okay. Coca-Cola bottle. That was Code Red. That was Sharp and Dance, wasn't it? Yeah. No, the Code Red. The Conganati one.
Okay. You sure? Okay.
That little era for me, 94 to about 96.
Because you started raving just before the jungle.
It was just kind of the first few raves I went to, Desire, Utopia, it was hardcore-ish, but it was just, you know, Valley of the Shadows, those sort of tunes were just coming through. So the first 6 months, it really changed. And all my mates stayed with the kind of hardcore.
Yeah,
and my mate Ross, it was, as soon as I heard the jungle started coming, I was like, nah, this is what we need. Wherever this is where I want to be. Yeah.
So you raged through all that. But how is it you stuck with it? Because a lot of people went through that era and then...
They
moved with the times with the DMB and Jump Up, and that's what they're playing.
Yeah. I was quite resistant to a lot of the newer stuff. When jungle changed into drums, I went to garage because I didn't like an intelligent drum and bass. I remember the conversations. I found it quite insulting because I was like, so what are you trying to say? We're all stupid.
Same thing we thought when they came with that.
I didn't like it. It used to bore me. I remember it was the only... I used to stay till the lights came on every dance. But then now and again, you get the last set was like an intelligent... And it was boring. And I'd be like, nah, come, let's cut. So when all the dancers started turning into that, I was like, found garage. I was like, well, this is similar. This has got MCs.
I went to garage.
Yeah, because there was a lack of, there was no vibe in there anymore.
Nah, they took out all the nice reggae.
All the black people, basically. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. And basically, all of a sudden you go to a dance and it was like, well, this is, where's the excitement, the noises, the banging of the walls, where's all that gone?
That was all gone,
like,
isn't it?
And I was like, but that was part of your night. So yeah, so then I'd kind of 2000s, I used to come out for the big dances. I wasn't in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But jungle's one of the few music where, you know, when you listen and it just takes you straight back. There's certain tunes I hear and I can smell laser drone I was in Rolex. That's what I love about, more than any other music I listen. Like, hip-hop will always remind me of school and stuff.
Yeah.
But jungle really, it does always takes me back. So, I might not listen to it daily, but I put a little set on here and there. This is a few years ago I'm talking about. And then, just reminisce and stuff. So when it came back strong, I was well happy.
They tried to kill it, but it can't.
No, man.
You might not get them tunes again, you know. You might not be able to make them tunes again, but them ones that were made, they're like classics, solid gold.
Timeless.
Tunes. Yeah. That can play any
I do. There's a lot of new stuff I like. You know, it's punchy and it's crisp, but there's something about when you listen to those old jungle tunes where they've got soul, and you know someone made that in their bedroom. You know, not in some fancy studio, and it's raw and it's real and it's man. Jungle's the one.
It could be a little off key.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, it's a nightmare to mix because the start of the tune is normally quicker than the end, or vice versa.
That's what made it.
It wasn't special, supposed to be perfect. Yeah. It wasn't. You know. Mm. Yeah, man, can't beat the jungle.
You can't. I mean, sometimes I listen to Doug's and he plays some tunes that just take me back to like Champagne Bash.
Doug's, he's good for that. Yeah. He'll play a tune and he'd be like, oh, I forgot this tune.
I don't know where he got it from.
But I loved it at the time.
Jungle is. And we'll always be here. Mm. You know, you got some of the raves you go, some of the junglists are getting younger and younger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's a lot of... like up and coming DJs I've noticed too, they're really well educated in, they know their stuff. Mm. Like there's a guy who plays for, at Therapy Thursday's D-File, and his knowledge, he's only a young lad, his knowledge of old junk, sometimes I'm like, where are you? Yeah. You've really like zoned into what you're doing and researched and learned about where the music, because there's a lot of, I think a lot of modern DJs, you don't appreciate where it's come from. So how are you supposed to progress it on if you don't know the history of the music? You meet some young lads who they've immersed themselves in. It's nice to see, man. And it's nice for us because it's, remember everyone telling us then, what's that music? Yeah. And now here we are. Like now we're doing stuff in Finsbury Park and Boomtown. And do you know what I'm saying? That's what makes me, I remember being at, I think it was Fever at Finsbury Park. I can't remember, I just remember looking around thinking, wow, this is a jungle dance in Finsbury Park. Like, this is just quite, imagine telling a 17-year-old me, like, you'd be in Finsbury Park when you're old and you're raving to jungle. You wouldn't have had it. But yeah, they can't it's wipe us out.
I mean, we've taken it all over the world, all over
the
world.
Where are you guys? I mean, you follows New Zealand, so you can't go much further than New Zealand.
Jungle will always be here no matter what they try to do or say.
Yeah, they can't take it away from us. So yeah, 93, 94, 95.
Definitely.
Those years were.
That is true.
And the amount of music that was coming out. Every dance you went to, you very rarely hear the same tunes that you heard the week before.
Command was doing dub plates and all kind of stuff. Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean,
but you had
everybody,
to.
Yeah, because all the dances people wanted to go do fresh tune, they wanted only
them
to play.
Yeah, that was the everyone was music heads.
DJs, every DJ's playing more or less the same tune in the set, so DJs wanted something special that only they're going to play tonight.
Yeah, I can see and now how much hard work artists must have had to put in the early 90s because we. Money. It was a connoisseur's crowd, wasn't it? When you like nightclubs, people just go to get drunk, but people who came to jungle dances, they knew their music. Yeah. They knew that if you were a good mixer, they knew what if you were playing decent tunes. Knew if you were, I heard this set last week because we all used to go out so much. You had to keep everything fresh, man.
Yeah. Had to be on your game. Right, we're gonna get into this section where we called. The quick fire question.
Quick fire
with the twins. Fire. Yeah, you ready?
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Jungle or DMB?
Jungle.
MCs or no MCs?
MCs.
Trackies or jeans?
Jeans.
Keegan or Dalglish?
Dalglish.
What?
Yeah. I'm a little bit older than you, son. Yeah. Kenny was my hero, man.
Clubs or festivals?
Festivals.
Indian or Chinese?
Indian.
Caribbean or Mexican?
Caribbean.
Radio or raves? To play.
Raves.
Liverpool past or Liverpool present?
I'd say Liverpool present.
Flinty or D-man?
Flinty for football, D-man for golf.
Wicked. Nice one, Steve. There you have it. That was Ragga Twins Confidential.
I always forget. Let me big up some people.
Doogie said big up. Sorry, we usually do that. If you want some shout, send some shout.
Well, I thought, they're bound to ask me, do you want to big up? And I'll go Jade, and then my mind goes blank. I thought, do you know what? Let me write it down. So, big up Jade. That'll do. No, sorry. Yeah, big up Jade every time. She's, you know, she's a management, you call her. She's a big part of therapy and everything we do. Like, I take all the glory, but she does a lot of the hard work. Blacker, obviously, and Moose. Critical D, who helps me with Therapy Thursdays. Bridge and Dugs, because I always have to hail up them boys. And Crucial, Chopper and Scott, because... they've been loading me up with tunes lately, so you've got to make sure they keep coming. And yeah, everyone who comes to therapy and everyone I see out and about, big up.
Yes. So you just listened to DJ Therapy, Jungle Therapy, Steve, whatever you want to call it.
Munton.
First ever interview.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it in the archives.
It's an exclusive. Yeah. It's an exclusive. It might be the last as well, so.
Shout out some of the listeners.
Yeah, who's there, man?
Yvonne Nippers.
Yvonne.
Doogie. Old time.
Doogie Boy.
Dev, big up.
Kelvin. Yeah, the good old days.
Kelvin.
Are the sound systems getting quieter? They are. They're not as loud as Lady when Nikki, we were young, are they?
Dumbrill.
What's he say?
Rod Gomez. Sound system getting quieter.
Michaela, I saw you come up earlier. Big up.
Yeah, the sound systems are getting quieter. Well, it depends.
They're not like they used to be.
Sound engineers.
Do you know what? I've had a great idea. You know, all these places they're building, why don't they just build up a rave land and just put three clubs there away from any houses? And
all different sizes, all different brands. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Great idea. And then you ain't got nothing, you know, you don't need
nobody. Maybe we need to look for a spot of land.
We'll have to buy it.
Could be a project.
Hold tight, Clear. Clear Quest. Respect.
And Dorian, big up, man. Mr. Quest himself.
Old school jungle. Yeah. Disappears.
So what we're going to do now, we've got like, because D-Man was late and that.
50 minute teardown.
We've got a 50 minute.
There is no need for that. No, there is no need for that.
There
is no need. I'm not even going to tell you what happened. Because you ain't going to believe me.
I know. So just, it's all right. But
it's true what happened though.
We're gonna get into this.
Do you know you were so late once? We'd done a 2-hour radio show, then we'd done an extra 2 hours, and you was an hour late for the extra 2 hours.
When was that?
I've erupted, bro.
Get lost.
I swear down.
2 hours, then
we were there for four, and you come for the last hour.
Serious?
Yeah. Jade will remind you.
I was going through something back then, you know what I mean?
Traffic, probably.
You know what? That's when that bridge fell down on the M25. Yeah. Messed up the whole thing.
You're always late for everything, though.
Yeah, because these people wait for me to come out and then they just block up the road.
I'll just sit there. Come.
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes it's good to be late. Because I've been places, and they say, get here at this time, right? And what you come there to do, hour and a half. Yeah.
So for them to be ringing you, where are you? Then you know they need you.
Like that depends on the situation. But anyway.
Situation, I'm playing.
You know, you've got them ones, you've got time afterwards to carry on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is all your fault,
Sean. The ones where you ain't got time, that's your time. Yeah?
Stop, man.
Be there.
I think the only time you've been somewhere before me was that boat party in Cavos that I got too late.
I think we got
the only time you beat me, just...
there was traffic. Yeah. Was that in Cavos?
Yeah, I was sleeping. In Cavos.
No, the one in
Amsterdam. Oh, you was well late for that.
No, but that was there was.
Oh yeah, that's a mad thing going on.
You was an hour late. Yeah.
See,
but you know they had to wait for us.
They did wait. I don't think they'd wait for me.
most of these things are not beyond my control. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I set out early.
Get a better driver.
Caught in traffic.
You're still going on. He wants to play some tunes.
Yeah.